Today's daf is Erechin Daf Chav. We are holding on Daf Yutes and Beis. We just read the Mishnah. We'll read it again quickly. Dmei Yadi Alai, Shaman Oso Kama Hu Shava B'Yad Ubelo Yad, Zech Omer B'Nadar Mi Be'erechin. If a person says he's going to give the value of his hand, so then you have to evaluate how much is he worth with a hand, how much is he worth without a hand, and that's what he has to pay. That's the difference. And that's a Chumra that we have by Nadarim that we don't have by Erechin. If a person were to say that he's going to give the Erech of his hand, he wouldn't have to give anything because a hand doesn't have an Erech. So there's a certainly a chumra by nedarim, so by dummy. So says the Gemara, hechi shamin and lay. How do we do the evaluation of what the difference is between with a hand and without a hand? Amar Rava, umdenos amich al nezikin. The same way we would do it by nezikin. If someone chops off somebody else's hand and we want to figure out what he owes him, so we figure it out. How much would he be sold as an eved bashuk if he had a hand? How much is he sold as an eved bashuk now that he doesn't have a hand? And the difference between the two is what you pay. So that's the that's how we do the cheshbon. Same thing over here. Amalei Abaye midami. Abaye says you can't compare the two. Hasam gavra zilahu, hacha gavra shviyahu. No, it's very different. If you take a man that has a hand and say, how much do you think you'd be willing to pay for this man if he didn't have a hand, you would get a higher number than when you take a man that doesn't have a hand and you say, how much are you willing to pay for him now? Because when it comes to a person who has a hand, when you look at him, he looks fine and healthy and good. And therefore, as much as your mind I can try to imagine what he would be without a hand, still, when you look at him, you think of him as a fundamentally healthy person. So you're automatically thinking of him in higher terms. Whereas when you look at somebody without a hand, you look at him as fundamentally flawed, and then they ask you, oh, how much would you pay for him if he did have a hand? So you can't imagine exactly what he would be like if he was complete. So how can we compare the two cases? Over there by Nezikim, the guy, his hand was already cut off when we're doing the evaluation. Over here, he's just saying that he's going to give the value of his hand, but he still got his hands, so the evaluation is not going to come out the same. Abaye says, "Omdin kam adam rotzalitin be'evera osa melacha biyado achas lasos p'shteyadav." No, we don't do the evaluation based on how much someone would be willing to pay for him if he only had one hand, but rather how much would someone be willing to pay for him on the condition that he's only going to work with one of his two hands. That one of his hands is, let's say, he's a hand model, and he doesn't want to ruin his hand. So one of his hands gets completely off limits. You can't do any work with it. So how much? What's the difference between what you'd be willing to pay for him if he could work with both hands, if he could work with only one hand? Says Mar Yado Achas My Nihu. What would be an example where a guy could only work with one hand? It's got to be where the other hand is cut off. That's the only case where you could think of where you'd work with one hand. Well, hainuach, that's what we just rejected. We just didn't like that idea. Abaye's not really breaking any new ground over here. Ella yadu mechtavas l'rabba rishon. No, what Abaye meant to say is that he's only able to work with one hand because the other hand is still owned by his previous master. That's what we're saying, that he's only able to work with one hand. Not that the other hand is cut off, but the other hand is still under the ownership of his previous master. So, bai rava. What if a person has been evaluated for nezikin purposes, and then he says, let's say someone he was hit by his friend, and we had to figure out how much he's worth. So they already did an evaluation of how much he's worth for nezikin's sake, in order to figure out what the damage that was done to him was. And then he says, "Dami alai, I'm going to give my value to the Beis Hamikdash." So Mao, do we need to do another evaluation? We just did an evaluation 5 minutes ago on this guy for different reasons, but we did an evaluation. So do we need to do a second evaluation? Mi amar ham du chadazimna. Do we say on the one hand, well, we already just evaluated him? Or maybe we could say, no, there's a big difference between an evaluation that's done with 10 people and an evaluation done by 3 people. That when it comes to an omed of nezikin, you only have 3 people involved. When it comes to an omed of erichin, of damim, rather, of nedarim, you would need 10 people to do the evaluation. So maybe we need to do the evaluation again so that we could do it with 10 people. Now the Gemara is going to have a series of imtim tzolomers. An imtim tzolomer shayni omdana debe asar mi omdana debe tlasa. And if you're going to say that there's some difference between an omdana dam with 10 people and an omdana dam with 3 people, amr dami alaiva amdu v'chazar amr dami alaiva mahu. What if the first evaluation itself was done with 10 people? It was also based on a neder evaluation. And then again he took another neder for his value. So, do we say, well, over here, the first evaluation was done with 10 people, so why bother doing a second evaluation? Or maybe we say, no, we have to do another evaluation because you never know. Maybe his price changed in between the two nedarim that he took. And then the Shidun Gbetzos adds in over here, V'imtim tzolomar shevach beini beini. And if you're going to say that we're choshesh that the price may have changed, and therefore you would still need to do a second evaluation, what about the following case? Amr dami alai v'lo amduhu v'chazav amr dami alai mahu. What if he said dami alai on January 1st? We never got to evaluate him. We never had a chance. And then on February 1st, he again says dami alai. So now you have, he owes two separate nedarim, but the evaluations, there's not going to be discrepancy in the valuation, because we dragged our feet a little bit on doing the first evaluation. Do we say, okay, over here for sure you only need to do one evaluation because you're doing both evaluations at the same time? No, maybe there's such a din that if each neder demands its own evaluation. What you would see from that, if that were true, this is the first of the Imtim Tzolomers that would seem to suggest that the evaluation is not purely to find out how much he's worth. Because if that were the case, then clearly you would only do one evaluation over here. The fact that we're saying that he took two nedarim, so there are two evaluations. When are we doing these two evaluations? One at 6:25 in the morning, the next one at 6:26 in the morning. Obviously, he's not going to change in value in between, that there's just a din, that it requires an evaluation. Very similar to the din that you have by the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about in the first parak of Sanhedrin, that you have by an Egla Rufa, that they have to measure the city that's closer to the dead body, that's the city that has to bring the Egla Rufa. So the Gemara, the Mishnah really says that Gemara quoting from Tanaim, I don't know if it's a Mishnah, it says that even if it's very clear and obvious that one city is closer, you still do a Medida, you still measure. Why? Obviously, the measuring is not purely to figure out which one is closer, that there's a din Medida. So here also, there's a din of Omed, even if you don't need the Omed. So it says Gemara, Vayter Vimtim Salam, and if you want to say that you always each neder demands its own umdana, Amar shnei dami alai bebasachas mahu. What if he says at the same time? He doesn't take it as two separate nedarim. He says, I'm going to give twice my damim, all at the same time. Do we say, well, since the nedarim were both said at the same time, so the evaluation can be done at once? Or do we say that since he said it in Lashon of shnei, that it's two separate nedarim? He said it's two separate nedarim, even though he said it all at once, it has a din of two nedarim, and therefore you would need two umdanas. And imtim salamar kivin dekamar shnei kezachar zedami. And if you want to say that since he says shnei, it counts as two separate nedarim, amdu me'elav mahu. What about a situation where he's naturally evaluated without any need? Meaning there's no, he didn't evaluate him for any purpose. There was no neder involved. He just stammed. He was evaluated. And he was evaluated by 10 people. So what's the din? Mi amrinan ha'amid me'elav v'ka'i. Do you say, well, he already had an evaluation. Granted, at the time of the evaluation, we didn't yet know that there was going to be a chiv to evaluate him. I mean, let's say at 6:26 in the morning, he says, we evaluate him for stam. He wants to know what he's worth. So he gets an evaluation with 10 people. And then at 6:27, he takes a neder that he's going to pay his value. So do we need to evaluate him again? We just evaluated him. It wasn't for the purpose of a neder, but we just evaluated him. So is it necessary to do it again? Or maybe no. Maybe you need... Do we say that, okay, it was just evaluated, or do you say, no, you need kavana specifically to do the evaluation? Now, Tosus points out very clearly, it seems that this last shayla is not really an imtim tzolomar. Even though the Gemara says imtim tzolomar, that this is working off of the idea that when you take two nedarim at one time, that it's kezeh achar zedami, that it's as if you took two separate nedarim, therefore you need two separate umdanas, this shayla has nothing to do with that. This shayla would be just as good a shayla if we said that if you took two nedarim at one time, you would still need only one evaluation. But at least that evaluation is done l'shem umdana. So this shayla is a completely different shayla. It doesn't really. So it's interesting. One of the earlier imtim salamers, the Gemara forgot to write the words imtim salamers. She didn't bet us had to add it in over here. The Gemara wrote it, but it doesn't really belong. So that's what Tos writes. It's an independent shayla. So it says Gemara pshot miyachada. We should be able to answer at least one of these shaylas. The Tnan dami alive in meis lo yutni yarshin shein dam lemesim. We're going to see in the next mission if a person says dami alive and then he dies, you don't give the yarshin don't have to pay the value the money because there is no value to a dead body. But if you want to say that a person who's evaluated stam, that counts as an umdana, ha'amid v'kai, umika gavr del shavi arba zuzi, well, everyone is automatically evaluated at something. Everybody's worth at least four zuz, so shouldn't someone just stam, walking down the street, have an inherent value based on an assumed valuation of at least four zuz, just like a guy who had an evaluation done for no reason? So says Gemara, no, amdu me very clear distinction. When I had an evaluation done, because I was curious how much I was worth, at least I had an evaluation done. I was nachas lumdana, so that might count. But stam, because I'm a living human being, and every living human being is worth something, that doesn't count as an umdana. There was never any maisa done to make an umdana. There was never any evaluation done on me. So that wouldn't count as an umdana at all. And that's why if a person has a neder and then he dies, so there's no value because there was never an assumed valuation during his lifetime. Now, one important point that we have over here, the Gemara had mentioned the first of the shailas, the first of the bias that we had was whether if he already had an umdana done with three dayanim, do you need another umdana with ten dayanim? If he had an umdana done for nezikin's sake, does he need another umdana done for nedarim's sake? So Tosos points out in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Bala Tosos, Rabbeinu Elchanan, a very fundamental kasha. Why is it okay to have ten dayanim do the evaluation? Don't we generally paskin throughout all of Maseches Sanhedrin, upwards and down the whole entire Maseches Sanhedrin, starting at Daf Beis, that ain Beis Din Shakel, that there's no such thing as having a Beis Din with an even number of judges, that you know, whenever we end up in a situation of Beis Din Shakel, we always say, well, Sifin Alein Ol Echad, you have to add another one to uneven the score. So how could it be that when it comes to the Umdana, we have a Beis Din of 10 people? So there are five answers in Rishonim and Achronim. And there are more, but five that we'll mention. One is the Rashba Maseches Megillah Matarets, that the din of Shumas Hegdish, of evaluating stuff for Hegdish, is different, because the entire Makar, that you need 10 people, is because the Torah in the Parsha of Shuma mentions the word Kohanim 10 times. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshins, that it's a Miyut Achar Miyut, and Ein Miyut Achar Miyut El Rabos, so therefore you only actually need one Kohen to be amongst the 10 people, but it's the number of times the word Kohanim was mentioned, that's how we know that you need 10 people. If we needed 11, then it should have said the word Kohanim 11 times. The fact that it says it 10 times is an indication that this is an exception to the rule. So the Rashba adds, what about the fact that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Kiddush HaChodesh needs three Dayanim? Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ve'yom Hashem El Moshe Ve'El Aaron Baretz Mitzrayim Le'mar HaChodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodeshim. So we see that there were two judges involved. There was Moshe and Aaron, and it can't be that there are only two, says the Gemara. Based in Shakel, it's got to be, you got to add another one. So the Rashba says, why don't we say the same thing over here? The Pasuk specifies 10 judges, but we should say on our own, it can't be 10, add another one. He says, no, it's different. Over there, the Torah was, there was meaning to the Pasuk in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, without the drasha that we're making from it. Who else would the Torah have added? I mean, the Torah was just going to add a random name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to? That wasn't Moshe and Aaron? No, the Torah had to say Moshe and Aaron, so we say, okay, but in Beis and Shakel, we could be most of Alein Orechem. But over here, the Torah was just mentioning the word Kohanim multiple times, specifically for this purpose, so I could know how many Dayanim would be able to, should serve. So the Torah should have mentioned it 11 times, if in fact 11 Dayanim should have served. That's the Rashba's approach. Problem with that is, Turi Evan points out, in Maseches Megillah, Turi Evan asks on the Rashba. Turi Evan regularly argued on Rishonim. It wasn't a chiddush for the Turi Evan to argue on Rishonim. And this is just another example. But he asks on the Rashba. The reason he doesn't like the Rashba's approach is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn Dine Mamnus Beshlosha from the fact that it says Elohim in the pasuk twice. Elohim in terms of judges, it says it twice. Ein Beis Din Shakel Mosif Naleinu Rechad. And over there, it's not talking about a story where it's talking about specific people. It's just saying Elohim a number of times, so we can learn how many judges. And still we say, Ein Beis Din Shakel Mosif Naleinu Orechad. So Turi Evan points out that the Rashba is not going to work at all with that Gemara. So instead, the Turi Evan suggests, answer number two, that really when the Torah goes to mention a word a number of times to let you know the exact number, we still say Ein Beis Din Shakel. But Pidyon Hegdish is different because it has nothing to do with Ein Beis Din Shakel. The whole din that you can't have a Beis Din Shakel is when we're going to follow Rov Hadeos, when you're going to follow a majority. So we need to set it up meikara, that they're always going to be a majority no matter how they vote. But by when it comes to evaluating hekdeshos, you need a unanimous agreement. Anyway, they have to discuss it, and they need to come to some sort of agreement that they unanimously agree upon. If they can't come to an agreement, well, then the whole case is held up. You don't say, oh, we're going to vote, it's a 9-1 vote, the 9 people win. So there's no sense in requiring a Beis Din Shakel if you're not going to need, if anyway you're going to need a unanimous vote. That's the Turi Evans. So the Turi Evans sounds like the whole Din Beis Din Shakel is only when there's actually going to be a vote. That the din of ein beis din shakel is not a din in the tsura of a beis din, meaning one could have argued that the din of ein beis din shakel is not about the vote, it's about what's called a beis din, that the tsura of a beis din demands that it not be shakel. So Turi Evans sounds like, no, it's not a din in the tsura of a beis din. Rav Moshe, Netshuva, Negris Moshe, Yardei, Chel, Gimel, Sim, Kuf, Yud, Beis, writes that even when there's no hara'as beis din, you just need beis din for some sort of maisa beis din, you still have a requirement of ein beis din shakel. Like, for instance, the Mishnah Sanhedrin talks about doing the smichas parhelim davar, which is only a maisa, it's not a psak, they're not voting on anything, they just do the smicha. Nevertheless, the Gemara Sanhedrin Yud Gimel and Beis says that it can't be a Beis Din Shakel. So says Rav Moshe, you see that it's a din in the tzura of a Beis Din, not like the Turi Evan. Turi Evan says it's a din in a vote, it's not a din in the tzura of a Beis Din. But the Yad Ramah over there may help to defend the Turi Evan. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin says, no, you know why you need an uneven Beis Din, an odd number of people on the Beis Din for the smichas par, it's not because it's the tzur of a Beis Din. He says, because what if there's a mum and they need to quickly paskin on it? So for that, they need to rule on it. So then you're going to need a vote, whether it's a problematic thing or it's not considered problematic. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, so answer number three is Sfasemes. Sfasemes writes that no, really, it's always enough to have a shuma of three people, like any other shuma. When we say that you need 10 people to do the shuma of Erechin, of Nedarim, that means you need 10 people present. But you don't need 10 people involved in the shuma. It's a kseres hakasev, you need 10 people present. The actual shuma will be done by three people. So if that's the case, it's three people that are actually that actually have a vote, and therefore it's no problem of Ein Beis Din Shakel. Another Teretz Sfasemes suggests is that you could say that the Kohen himself counts as two, because the Pasuk seems to have a hakpada, dafka and a Kohen being the one that does the evaluation. But if we pass them that 9 of them could be Yisraelim, so what's this special hakpad of the Kohen? Maybe the Kohen gets 2 votes. Maybe if it's a 5-5 vote, the Kohen gets to be Machriya. That's the suggestion of the Sfasemes. But perhaps the most pasha teretz is the Briska Rav. And this will be our final teretz for today. The Briska Rav says that Bishlama by Dine Mamunas and Dine Nefashos, where there are two choices. The guy is either going to be Zakai or he's going to be Chayiv. So then you need Ein Beis Din Shakel, because the whole point of Ein Beis Din Shakel is you want to make sure that the vote comes out with a winner. You want to make sure that it's not a stalemate. So when you have two choices, you have an odd number of people, that's great. When it comes to evaluating how much you think this is worth, 10 judges could have 10 different answers, and 11 judges could have 11 different answers. Having Ein Beis Din Shakel doesn't help you any when it comes to something that's an open-ended question that could have an infinite number of answers. So that's why Briska Rav says there's no din of Ein Beis Din Shakel when it comes to doing the erech value. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Chumra Mishnah Chafam Rav. Chumra Be'erechin Nedarim Ketzad. There's certain chumras that erechin have over Nedarim. How so? Homer erechi alai v'meis yitnu ayarshim. A person says erechi alai and then he dies, so the yarshim do have to pay it. But dami alai v'meis lo yitnu ayarshim. Shein dam l'meisim. But we just quoted this Mishnah five lines ago. But if he says dami alai and then he dies, the yarshim do not have to pay it because a meis doesn't have any actual value. Erech yadiv erech ragli alai lomer klum. If a guy says he's going to give the erech of his hand, the erech of his foot, that's absolutely worthless. Erech roshi verech kvedi alai nosin erech kulo. But if he says he's going to give the erech of his head or his liver, things that he cannot live without, well then he gives the erech of his entire body. He gives the erech of his entire erech value, because that's what we assume he means. Zeaklal davashan shemet liyvo nosin erech kulo. Whenever it's something that he needs to live, it's a vital organ, so then he has to give the erech kulo. What about the following case? Chatzi erech yalai, nosin chatzi erech. Guy says, I'm going to give half of my erech, so if his erech payment is supposed to be 50, he gives 25, he gives half of his erech. Erech chatzi yalai, but what if he says, I'm going to give the erech of half of me? Well, then Nosin Erech Kulo. Then he gives his entire Erech because that's an Evesh Hanesham Tliyabo. You can't cut off either half of your body and still survive. So when he says half of the Erech of half of my body, it's like saying the Erech of my head or the Erech of my brain, the Erech of my heart. Chatzi Domi Alai, Nosin Chatzi Domav. If he says I'm going to give half of my value, well then he gives half of his value. Demei Chatzi Alai, if he says I'm going to give the value of half of me, Nosin Demei Kulo, then he has to give the value of himself entirely. Because that klal, Davash Neshama Tliyabo, Nosin Demei Kulo. If he says he's going to give the value of something that's Neshama Tliyabo, so then obviously he's going to have to give his entire value. Ha'omer Ercho Shel Ploni Alai. If a guy says I'm going to give the Erech of Ploni, of so and so, Meis Hanoder Vahanidar, Yitnu Ayarshin, and both the noder, the person who took the nether, and the person about whom the nether was taken, die, the Yarshim still have to pay it. Domov shall Ploni alive. The guy says, I'm going to give the value of Ploni, Umes HaNoder, and the person who took the nether died, Yitnu Ayarshin. The Yarshim will still have to pay it. Mes HaNidar, but if the person about whom the nether was taken dies, Lo Yitnu Ayarshim, Shein Dom LeMesim. Then the Yarshim do not have to pay it, because there's Ein Dom LeMesim, we assume that Mesim aren't worth anything. So we said in this mission, if you say dummy a lie and you die, then the Yarshim don't have to give anything because ain dumim lemesim. So it says Yantif writes ain dumim lemesim. Why? Because a mace is asrbana. That's why a mace doesn't have any value. Asks the Cheshek Shlomo, the Gemara in Maseches, the Tosos rather, in Maseches Baba Kama, on Dav Yud Amud Aleph, Tosos writes, Maseches Baba Kama, that the hair of a dead body is Mutter Bahana. So he says, how can you say that there's no value? How can Tosos Yantar say that the reason there's no value to a mace is because it's Asr Bahana? It's not all Asr Bahana. Hair can be very expensive. If the mace had beautiful long hair that could be used for a sheitel, that could be worth a lot of money. So how can we say by definition there's no value? So the Elish Shlomo's mitarets that certainly at the Shas HaNeder, the person had kavana for the entire body, because he didn't think for a moment that he was going to die. Misa's lo shchicha. So therefore, when he dies, it's like a neder shabbatal mitzaso. Neder shabbatal mitzaso, but the kulo, and therefore you don't owe any money. And the Tel Torah of Meir Arik asks, how can the Stam Mishnah say, ein dam lemesim, if the person who was noder was a nachri, then there is damim lemesim, or the person who was nida rather was a nachri, because there are deos that a mes nachri, that a nachri dead body is mutter b'ana. So according to those deos, that it's mutter to get ana from a nachri, the dead body, and the whole reason we say over here ein dam lemesim, Tos Yant says because it's nisra ana. So ask Tel Torah, what about a mes nachri? So the Teferis Yisrael is mefarish that when the Mishnah says ein dam lemesim, it means that since we evaluate the noder like an Ever HaNimkar B'Shuk, that's why it's Ein Dam L'Mesim. Or the Nidar, like an Ever HaNimkar B'Shuk, that's why it's Ein Dam L'Mesim. He has no value as an Ever HaNimkar B'Shuk. That everyone could agree upon. Even if it's Mutar Ba'anah, and you can get something out of him, but he's as an Ever HaNimkar B'Shuk, he would be absolutely worthless. Okay, says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Chomer bin Adar mi Be'erchin, Sha Nidarm Cholon al Behema Chayva Of, Vein Nidon Behasagad, Mashain Kin Be'erchin. Nidarm could be Chal even on Behema Chayva Of, there's no Erech for Behema Chayva Of. There's no din by Nidarim that if you can't afford it, you just give the one shekel, and by Erechin there is such a din. Chomer Be'erchin mi Nidarm Ketzad, what are examples where there are Chumras by Erechin that we don't have by Nidarim? Amr Erchi Elayumais, Yitnu Yarshin, Dami Elayumais, Lo Yitnu Yarshin, Shein Dam Lemesim. The one chumra is if you say that you can give your erech and then you die, so the yarshim do have to give it. That's a chumra. By damim, they don't have to give it because there's no dam lemesim. Amar erchi alayumeis yitnu yarshin. So he said if a guy says he's going to give his erech value and then he dies, the yarshim have to pay it. Shema mina milval peg of mina yarshin. Now when you say erchi alay, it's only a milval peg. It's not written anywhere. So we see that even for a milval peg, you can collect from yarshim. So isn't this a raya in the sugya of milval peg of mina yarshin or ain gov mina yarshin? Says Gemara, no. Shaini yachad milval. Over here, it's not a regular milval peh. Milval peh is when I say, I owe you $50. Can I borrow $50 from you? And we don't write anything down. But over here, it's a milval ksuv b'torah. The Torah specifically is mechayev this money. So says Gemara, okay, good. So shemayim na milval ksuv b'torah ksuv b'shtar danya. You see one way or the other. Either you see that milval peh, you could be government of Yarshin, or if you want to say no, this has a din of a milval ksuv b'shtar. So then you can prove that a milval ksuv b'torah has a din of a milval ksuv b'shtar. Says Gemara, hachamayeskinan k'shamad b'torah. bedin. Now the case over here is they already had an amida bedin, and therefore it took on the status of a milv bishtar. The kavasag avidami alai sham bedin amaylo inu yarshin. Yeah, but if that's what we're talking about, then in the case of dami alai, if they already had an amida bedin, the yarshim should have to pay it also. It's a regular milv bishtar. So it says more dami alai mukhusar umdina erchi alai lo mukhusar lo klum. By the dami alai case, yeah, it was amida bedin that he's chayif to pay it, but they didn't yet do an evaluation, and if they didn't do an evaluation, there's no way to know what he's going to pay, and therefore the Yorshim get off the hook. But when it comes to an Erech, the evaluation is known, based purely on gender and age. There's no special evaluation that needs to be done, therefore once there's Hamad Abedin, the Yorshim are on the hook. Erech Yadi Viragli Alai, so the Mishnah spoke about if you said that you can give the Erech of your Yad or your Regal, that it's worthless, only in the Evesh and Shem Tluyabo is the Erech going to be binding. Amrav Gidol Amrav, V'nosin Dameha. So Gidol Amrav says, yeah, when you say you give your Erech Yad or Erech Regel, you don't have to give any Erech, but you do have to give the value of your Yad V'Regel. You obviously didn't read the Mishnah carefully. The Mishnah said, "Lo amar klum," that it's absolutely worthless, doesn't mean anything when you say that you're going to give the erech of your yad or your regal. You don't, so you shouldn't have to give anything. It says, "Lo amar klum l'rabbanon v'nosin demel l'rameir." Yeah, according to the Rabbanon, it's lo amar klum, because according to the Rabbanon, a person is motzi dvar v'vatala, that people might say things that have absolutely no meaning. But according to the Meir, where we assume that people are only eino de motzi dvar v'vatala, that when people say things, they must mean something. We just have to figure out what they mean. So that, what does Erech Yadi Alai mean? It must mean Dmei Yadi Alai. So that's going like Rav Meir. Ha'amra Chadazimna, but then we already learned this. Damra of Gidolam Rav Ha'amra Erech Kliza Alai Nosin Damav. We already learned this machlokas in the context of a Kli, where a Meir holds that if you say you can give the Erech of a Kli, because the Kli doesn't have any Erech value, the Chachamim say, so you said nothing. And Rav Meir says, no, people don't say nothing. And therefore you have to give the value of the Kli. So isn't it the same machlokes? Says Gemara, no, it's not the same. One might have thought everybody knows there's no erech to a kli, so probably the guy meant to say damim. But over here, it's likely, it's reasonable that the guy made a mistake and he thought, just like if I were to say erech roshi v'erech kvedi, I would owe money for the erech vow. So to erech yadi v'erech ragli, I owe money. Aval dami lo kamar, but he never meant to say he's going to give the value of his yad regularly, really thought that there was an erech. Come Ashmelon, therefore comes teach us that Rameir would say, even in this case, that he would give the damim. Erech roshi v'erech kvedi nosin erech kulo. He gives the erech, his entire erech, if it's an evesh and shem tliyibo. My time in nefashos kama rachmana, based on the word nefashos. Zeh pchal, davesh and shem tliyibo, la suyeh min arkuva lamayla. Davesh and shem tliyibo would include cutting off the leg above the knee. That could also be life-threatening. Chatzi erech yalai nosin. If he says, I'm going to give half of my erech, so we say he gives half of his erech. But he says, I'm going to give the erech of half of me, well then he gives kulo. Tan Rabban, chatzi erech yalai nosin chatzi erko. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo kevenosin erech shalim. We give him malchus, and he has to pay the full erech. Loka am I? What do we give him malchus for? What did he do wrong? Amar Papa loka be'erech shalim. No, we don't actually give him malchus. We afflict him with having to pay the erech shalim. My taima gzeira chatzi erchi atu erech chatzio. Because we're afraid people will easily get confused between saying chatzi erchi, where you only have to give half, and erech chatzio, where you have to give the whole thing. So erech chatzio avidav shen sham tliyibo, and therefore you have to give the whole thing. And that's why even by chatzi erchi, we make him give the whole thing midrabanan. Chatzi dami alai. No saying. We said it when he says chatzi dami alai, he gives chatzi damav, right? So dmei chatzi alai, no sin dmei kulo. But the value of half of me, he has to give his entire value. My time, another barakah nefashos ksiv by Nedar Moshe says nefashos. Zakal davishen sham tliyibal asuyim min arkuva lemala. That again comes to include being cut off above the knee, the leg cut off above the knee. Tan rabbanan hamarich chatzi erech. Erech kli. Rameir Omer nosin damav. Someone says, I'm going to give half the erech of a kli. Rameir says, you give the value. V'cham marmlam arklum. V'cham say, whatever you said is absolutely worthless. Story. Rav Chalosh. Rav once got sick. All the gabei Abayi v'Rabbanan. So Abayi and the Rabbanan came to visit him. V'yasvi v'kamri. And they were analyzing this machlok Rameir and the Rabbanan. They said as follows. Bishlam Rameir k'savreinu the mosid var levatal loshna kulov loshna chetzio. I understand when you say you can give the erech of a chatzi kli, that Rameir holds l'shitaso, a person never says anything levatala, and therefore he must mean that you give half of its value. El Rabbanan Mikasavri, but what exactly did the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan said in this case that it's Lomar Klum. If it's because of other Motzi Dvar Levatala, then even if he said I'm gonna give the Erech of a whole Kli, it's Lomar Klum. Why do they have to set up a case where he says I'm gonna give the Erech of a half a Kli, that it's Lomar Klum? In any case, it's Lomar Klum. Viena the Motzi Dvar Levatala, if we don't assume a person's Motzi Dvar Levatala, then if he looks Yonami, then even when he says I'm gonna give the Erech of half a Kli, he should have to give something, because he must have meant something. These Rabbanan hold like Rav Meir that a person is not Motzi Dvar Vatala, but also Visavi like Rav Shimon. They also hold like Rav Shimon on some other issue. What's that? So Savi like Rav Meir Damar in the Motzi Dvar Vatala. So when you say I'm going to give the Erech of a half a Kli L'chor, that should mean something. Or when you say I'm going to give the Erech of a Kli, that must mean something because he's not Motzi Dvar Vatala. But also Visavi like Rav Shimon Damar Shlos Nadev K'darach HaMisnadvim, that a person was not Misnadev in the normal way when he said half a kli, and therefore he's not going to be chayev kule or chilis naduve palgei lav or chilis naduve. It's normal to be misnadev a full kli. It's not normal to be misnadev a half a kli, and that's why he's not going to be chayev anything when he says a half a kli, but he will be chayev when he says a whole kli. Fine. Ha'omer erchus shel ploni alive v'meis hanoder. If someone says I'm going to give the erech and both the noder and the nidar die, so the yorshim have to pay it off. So my niu shamed b'din. So the case is that it must be that they already had Amad B'din. Hainu hach. Well, we already learned about that. So Sefer Tzrichalei. Domav Shalploni Elayu Mesa Noder Yitnu Ayarshim. Now the Chiddush is in the Sefer, where we say that if you're going to give the Domim of Ploni and the Noder dies, then the Yarshim have to pay it. Mal de Tema Kim Dalam Du Lo Shtaba Nichsei. I might have thought that since he never went through the evaluation, he only had Amad B'din, but never had an Omed, never had a Shuma. So there's no Shibud Nechasim. Kamash Malan. Kivin Damad B'din. Ishtabu De Ishtabu Nichsei. Therefore, it comes to teach us that no, once they had a Hamad B'din, the Shibud was already created. The Umdana is just a Gilei Milsa to know exactly what the number of the Chiyuv is, but there's already a Shibud Nechasim on the actual Chiyuv. Fine, new Mishnah. Shor zeh ola, ubayu zeh karban. The guy says this shor is going to be an ola, or this bayis is going to be for a karban, meaning for bedek habayis. I'm going to use this, I'm going to donate this house for bedek habayis. Umeis hashor v'nafal habayis, and then the shor dies, or the house falls down. Patam yu shalim, you don't have to pay, because this shor, this house, no longer exists. Shor zeh olai ola, ubayu zeh olai karban. Once you add the word alai, now it's on you. It's a din in the gavra, and therefore, even if the shor or the bayis are not there anymore, then you're going to have to pay. Amrav chiyav barav lo shanu al damar dmei shor ze alai ola. Avol amar shor ze alai ola kiven damar ze umei seinu chayav bechriyuso. So very important chiddush. It's only if he said dmei shor ze alai ola that he's going to be chayav even after the shor dies, because he didn't say I'm going to give this shor. He said I'm going to give the value of this shor. So then, even after the shor dies, he still owes the value of what that shor was worth, b'shas nidro. But if he were to just say shor zeh alai ola, and the shor is dead, so the shor is dead, it's gone, he's not chayiv bachriyuso. It's interesting, the Gemara, because alai lavio kamar, all he meant is that it's a lie to bring it, but he doesn't say any further than that. The Gemara doesn't say this about the bias, though. What if do we have the same okimto when it comes to the bias, that it's only if he says demei bayis zeh alai that he's going to be chayiv even if the bayis falls down? So the Chavetz Chaim, the Kutei Halacha, says, yeah, you can say the same thing by the bayis. If a guy says bayis zeh alai karban, and then the bayis falls down, he's chayiv to be mishalim. That's only if he says demei. The Mishnah means that's only if he says demei. But if he just says bayis zeh alai karban, so then it's without adding the word demei, since he said zeh, the bayis falls down, he's not chayiv bachriyu. So we assume his intention was to clear out the house and redeem it in order to bring and then pull it apart, rip the house apart to bring the eitzim and avanim for bedek habayis. But he's not chayiv bachriyu when the house falls down. So what's the difference between so the Chavetz Chaim makes that leap, but others, the Kiddush Birim is mistabik b'zeis. No, by an animal, it's very easy to bring an animal to the base of Middash. We understand what he might have meant if he didn't mean the value. By a bias, what does he mean if he doesn't mean the value? He's going to bring a house to the base of Middash. So the Chavetz Chaim says, yeah, he'll rip apart the house and bring the wood and the stone, and that's what he's going to give. But that's a little bit more of a chiddush. Okay, meisvei shor zeh ola shor hegdish umal in both. If you say shor zeh ola, the shor is hegdish, it's subject to meila. Meisav nignav einu chayv b'achriyuso. If it dies or is stolen, you're not chayv b'achriyuso. Shor zeh olai ola. milah, hashar hagdish mal and bo. If you say shar ze alai, all of the shar is hagdish, it's subject to milah. Meso nignav. Chayiv bachriso, you're chayiv bachriso. But you didn't say demei sharze alay ola, and still we see you chayiv bachriso. Isn't this a kasha ruchia bar rav? Says Gemara, no. Mi alim masnisin. Well, is it any different than the Mishnah that we have? Our Mishnah also dukim to dekamer dami. You didn't actually say demei, and we made an ukimta that add the word demei into the Mishnah. Okay, so by the brisa too. Hachanami dekamer demei. So add the word demei into the brisa as well. So it's not a problem. Vami the seifa. No, but the seifa says dekamer demei reisha demei reisha delo kamer demei. The Seifa says Demei, the Reisha doesn't say Demei. So that implies that the word Demei was Dafka left out of the Reisha, that he Dafka didn't say it. The Katani Seifa, because Seifa says Demei Shar Ola, Hashar Chulin Vein Molenbo. If you say the Demei Shar is an Ola, then the Shar is not even Hektish at all, it's not even subject to Mila. Meso Nigna Vein Chayv Bach Riso, when the dies are stolen, you're not Chayv Bach Riso. Aval Chayv Bach Rai is Domov, but you're Chayv to pay the money. So bottom line is, you see in the Seifa that when we mean to say Demei, we do say Demei. So if the Reisha doesn't say Demei, it must be that we're talking about where you didn't say Demei. So Reisha v'Seifa d'kamer Demei. No, in the Reisha we're also talking about a case where you said Demei. Reisha d'amar yakdish hashar l'damav. In the Reisha you were saying I'm being makdish l'shar for its value. V'Seifa d'kamer l'chshiyav l'damav yikdishu. In the Seifa you're leaving the shar out of it. You're saying when I get money for this shar, then that money will be hektish. So that's what you're doing in the Seifa. That's the real difference. What do you mean when I get money for the shar, that money will be hektish? I don't have the money right now, the rule is a person can't be makdish davar shlo bal yolam. Others have the conversation as follows. What are you assuming, like Rameir, that a person can be makdish davar shlo bal yolam? Yeah, of course. Who else would we be going like other than Rameir? Says other makdish davar shlo bal yolam. What's the problem with being makdish davar shlo bal yolam? Major discussion rishonim achronim. Some say it's a problem in a ma'aseh kinyan, that you don't really own anything that's a davar shal, that you can't make a kinyan, you can't be makdish or makna something that's not be'en. Others say it's a din in the gavra, it's a din in your ownership, that you can't possibly own something that's not here. So mainly you don't have the bailus to be makdish because you just, it's a lack of bailus. And others say no, it's a lack of gemiras das. To be makna something, you need to be gomer das, that you want to be makna it to somebody else. You can't have full gemiras das if the item's not here, you don't even know what it is, so there's a lack of gemiras. There are many nafkaminas, whatever, it's a good topic, but we'll pick up from the Ikadamasti Bez Hashem tomorrow.